The Good Liars.
The Good Liars.
This is boring.
Boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the Good Liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us. Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell the truth. And today on the show, we are going to talk about some of the research that we did to help the Democratic Party. It seems like the party's in disarray right now. So I went down to the Monster Factory Professional Wrestling School just outside of Philadelphia and spoke with Danny Cage about how Democrats can use some ideas from professional wrestling to help themselves.
Right.
So I'm very excited to share with you that interview, DeVrom. I know you weren't there. It was a very memorable a day for me. How are you doing today?
Now, are you okay?
Why do you ask?
Well, did you hurt your neck doing something?
Are you talking about because I have a neck brace on right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went down to the Monster Factory and I was
there. So it was Monster Factory related.
It was Monster Factory related. There was a wrestling show that happened that day.
Yes.
And I was documenting it,
right?
You know, because that's what I was down there
right.
to do. I was filming it and the action found me, I guess is a way to say it. But I just
so
wanna,
you hurt your neck in being near the ring or something like that?
Wasn't near the ring. Long story short, yeah. I have a problem with Paul Walter Hauser.
Okay.
I was there watching a match, you know, up close. They let me go and film up close.
Right.
There was a huge misunderstanding. I ended up getting a crane kick
from
Paul Walter
God.
Hauser. And my neck has not been the same since.
So wait, is this like kind of a, would this be the start of kind of a feud?
I don't know if it's a feud.
It's hard to say.
I'm not a trained wrestler.
You
know, I did some backyard wrestling.
Anyway, if he sees this, I mean, does he feel like he was in the wrong and
I don't know
attacking you?
I don't know, but
is
I do.
Wrestling
have
real?
Yes, it is for one. I have a message for Paul Walter Hauser. Paul Walter Hauser, you kicked me in the neck. And I am hurt. And you're going to hear from my legal representation. You're going to hear from a whole slew of lawyers. Or we can settle this like men in the ring sometime.
The ring. Yeah.
But either way, I am
well
hurt.
Right now. You're moving pretty well right now.
Because I have the neck brace
right.
on.
Okay.
So, yes. Can I share with you, before we really get into this interview with Danny Cage?
Please.
Can I share with you some of the footage from the Monster Factory?
Chasing the documentary photographer around. Oh! And Paul Walter Hauser was waiting with the crane kick.
Okay, so
that hurts my neck just
part
hearing
of what
that.
You said was just confirmed. That was a crane kick?
That was a crane kick, yeah.
Oh my God.
Crane kick
yeah.
to the neck.
I guess everyone's
footage.
Gonna wanna know, are you okay? Are you feeling all right? Are you getting better? Are you
I appreciate your concern.
Yeah.
I am. I'm feeling a little bit better,
yeah.
But there's good days and bad days with this thing.
Totally.
It's I feel like it's a lasting injury. But maybe if there is a silver lining here, it's that this is a big Hollywood actor. This
right.
is an Emmy Award winner, Golden Globe Award winner. He's rolling in cash.
Right.
I feel like he's going to want to settle this thing either outside of the court or inside of the ring,
right,
is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
That's where
you
my
hope
mind is
inside
at.
The ring, it sounds like, man to man.
Look, hey, man, if he wants to write a check, I'll take the check, man.
We've gotten a little far away from how this is going to help the Democratic Party, but I do, I am interested in this.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine. I'll be okay. All right, so let's get into the episode here. Let's talk about this. So after spending some time at professional wrestling, obviously now I have more beef with more people. But also I felt like I learned some things.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down with the head trainer there, Danny Cage, runs the whole thing, Monster Factory. That place is
full of monsters.
Full of
I'll
monsters,
say.
But a lot of big WWE stars have come out of there. And it was we started talking about how Democrats could use professional wrestling. Because you look at the Republicans,
right,
and Trump specifically. I mean, obviously he was at WrestleMania. He hosted two WrestleManias. Right. But they use a lot of the same kind of tactics.
Here with Coach Danny Cage from the world-famous Monster Factory outside Philadelphia. You may have seen him on Apple Plus.
Apple TV Plus. Prime Excuse Video, me. Brother.
That's right. I get it mixed up because I have Apple Fitness Plus, which that's how I work out. That's how
really?
That's how I work out.
Is that why you're so...
Fit, fit. Yeah, that was the word you're looking for.
Exactly.
Strong, jacked. I look like a professional wrestler. So the reason why I want to talk to you is I was at the joint session of Congress last week, and I watched the Democrats' response to Trump's speech, and it was kind of apathetic. It was kind of, or you could just say pathetic.
Yeah.
There wasn't much of a response to it. When I was watching Trump up there, it kind of reminded me of pro wrestling. Like he...
Yes and no, because see, like, here's my problem I have with that.
Okay.
Because a lot of people will be like, it's like pro wrestling. But in pro wrestling, like, we're on the same side. The Republicans and Democrats are not on the same side.
Right.
In pro wrestling, the heels and villains are on the same side. The heels and the baby faces are on the same side.
They're working together.
They're
to
working
tell a
together.
Story.
These guys are not. So
I guess
the theatrics
the
is...
The theatrics. Like, that's exactly what I mean. The theatrics of, like, modern day politics, specifically from Trump and the Republican Party, reminds me a lot of professional wrestling. I mean, he had Hulk Hogan out there at the RNC.
On brand. I mean, why not have the racist guy there?
Very on brand. And I remember watching the speech. I was there in the joint session, and I saw Representative Al Green get up, and he shook his cane.
Yeah.
And the response from the Republicans was, kick him out, kick him out. And then when he was finally kicked out by the speaker,
the ridiculous chance.
There was a pop. There was a pop from the crowd. Yeah. It was like the heel got the comeuppance.
And they even gave the na-na, hey, goodbye.
Exactly. I think that there are lessons to be learned from professional wrestling by the Democratic Party right now. And I think they're lacking something with theatrics.
They lack babyface fire.
Yes. Now, for somebody that doesn't understand professional wrestling, what does babyface fire mean?
Babyface fire would be... The crowd is waiting for you to do something. The crowd is waiting for you to get out there and start kicking some ass for them.
Right.
The crowd has been sitting there and chanting, and you hear the clapping slowly leads to, right. Yes, let's go. But all we get for the last, I don't know, 20 years of Democrats has been a wet fart. It has been nothing. Like, honestly, like, what are you waiting for? Like, I don't need to be hit with more donation requests.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No.
That's a heel move,
yeah,
if anything.
Yes,
that's a bad guy
yes,
move. Yes.
Get out there.
Nancy Pelosi sending a thing like, hey,
hit the fucking bricks.
Hey, Danny, can you chip in 10 bucks or
We're
50
done
bucks?
With
we'll
that
do
shit.
It. Yes.
The reason Trump stood out to the rubes was because he talked like them. He was just out there being the dumb idiot. Like, I used to be a blue collar, well, I'm still a blue collar guy, but like when I worked out in construction. You would see somebody come on a job site who doesn't look a certain way like us, and it's, here's this, you know, guy to steal our job.
Right,
and here's
right,
guy, and here's that guy, and you know, these liberal policies. And I'm just like, man, maybe I should get out of here.
So looking at that now, like looking at where Democrats are in the babyface fire, what does that look like? And like using professional wrestling terms, like what is a storyline they could attach themselves to that people may
be realistic? It's the greatest comparison ever. Stone Cold got over and went through the roof. Why? Because an authority figure was doing too much, pulling too much power, and someone needed to check their ass. But there's nobody here to check their ass right now. We need somebody who's going to kick Trump and Musk in the stomach, double stunner him, fingers ablazing, drink some beer.
I think there'd be multiple lawsuits if that happened. But yes.
Like, that's what needs to happen.
And we already know Trump can't sell.
No, he's not a worth a shit.
Yeah,
nobody can. Nobody, like anybody who, like, if you look at it, the most awful people in the world cannot sell a stunner.
Oh, Linda McMahon.
Linda McMahon.
Trying to think who else.
Vince McMahon.
Vince, okay.
Trump.
Trump, okay. Well, there's, these are three people.
Yes, there's the triangle of terror.
With great influence in the White House right now. So if you're trying to build a Democrat, like, up. Like you brought them to the Monster Factory.
Yeah.
And you were going to teach them how to get the crowd on their side. What are just some basics to having that baby face energy that you were talking about?
Like, number one is eye contact.
Okay.
So it's to be real with them. So that would be my thing, is for them to be real, speak from the heart.
Okay.
We always say, like, the best character is you on 11. So if you're not a good person and you're trying to amp yourself up, all you're amping up is, like, your cringiness, your douchebagness.
Right.
So, like, we need an authentic motherfucker out there to, like, to get the crowd going.
So a lot to unpack there from Danny Cage.
Sure.
Let's start, number one, babyface energy.
We need some terminology, just basics, right?
Yes. Do you understand babyface? He kind of explained it there.
So the babyfaces are the good guys, right?
Correct.
The heels are the bad guys.
Yep.
And babyface fire is when a good guy has the crowd kind of behind them, waiting for them to perform, to do something cool that they've been hoping they'd do for a while.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah, they're getting beat down, but while you're getting beaten down, you're still like pumping your fists.
Right.
And like trying to connect to the crowd to get them chanting for you so they can cheer for you for a big comeback.
Right.
Do you think Democrats have any babyface fire right now? Or, any fire of any kind, but babyface fire right now?
Well, you spoke about, the joint session.
Yeah.
And Representative Al Green being let out, and you specifically referenced that in babyface fire terms.
Yeah.
Really hard to talk. but basically it's rare. It's rare. It's exceedingly rare. It felt like a big part of what was missing in the election. So no, there's not enough. They have some figuring out to do, and I think that's your point. That's why you went to the Monster Factory.
That's why I went to the Monster Factory. And then he said the basic thing that you need to do is eye contact. You know, it's like being authentic.
Right.
And I think if you like do kind of the postmortem for 2024, there was a little bit of an authenticity problem with Harris.
Well, we were at the DNC. Did you feel that way? Did you feel that there was an incredible amount of enthusiasm?
I was, no. I mean, if we're going to go back and talk honestly about it, when I was there, I was like, I think this is working. I think it's all working. And you were the one who
I had this eerie feeling that it wasn't that people who were there were not excited, and it wasn't that whatever energy that people were seeing online wasn't real. It was just how representative of the general public is this. And I got this kind of pit in my stomach thinking, like, in this building, everyone's at an 11, to use Danny Cage's analogy here, is at an 11. But they out there, they might be at an 8. They might be at a 7.
Or a 48.5%.
Right. Or 48.5%.
Population. Okay, so as far as, like, connecting to the audience. You know, they're great baby faces in wrestling history. It's like Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, John Cena. Like, those are probably like
the great baby faces in wrestling history. But some of them
were heels.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's another thing I want to talk about with this. Because now you have the Democrats. We talked about this last week. 21% approval rating for House Democrats. In the eyes of the nation, they're not baby faces. They're bad guys. Should they fully embrace the bad guy role and like go all in on it? And then maybe you can have a face turn once like people are like, wow, these guys are badasses.
So what you're saying is that Democrats have seen themselves as the baby faces for a long time.
Yes.
They're trying to speak up for the little guy. They want to lift everyone up.
Yes.
They care about everybody, but they're actually the bad guys.
Yes.
In the eyes of the nation.
Can I give a wrestling example for this?
Yes.
Okay. So in 1994.
Of course.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan
goes. We all know where you're going with that.
95, Hulk Hogan's in WCW.
Sure.
He signs there and it's a big deal. He signs there. And 95. And halfway through 96, he's still doing the Hulkamania, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, or running wild. And like slowly, like the crowds just kind of don't like him as much. Like they still cheer. People are still going there, but like it's
they're going clear through emotions a little
he's
bit.
He's cold. Like he's not as hot as he was. And then at Bash at the Beach, 1996, I'm sure you know what happened there.
Hulk Hogan turned heel.
He joined the NWO and basically told all the WCW fans,
to stick it where the sun don't shine.
Were those his words?
No.
Okay.
I think he said stick it up their butt or something like that.
Something classy.
Something classy. Yeah. But he then like kind of rode this like cool bad guy thing into becoming popular again. And then when he came back to WWE in 2002, he was like more popular than ever before,
right. You
could say. Do the Democrats need to do that? Is that part of the soul searching? Be like, you know what? We're going to go and we're going to raise hell. We're not going to follow the rules. We're going to do stuff that is totally Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, you're going to go crazy.
Drink a bunch of beers. Drink a million beers.
I'm not
kidding. Ride a tank into the stadium.
Go
ride
drunk.
A truck into the stadium.
Drunk.
Go drunk to work.
Go drunk to work.
But I guess, how do you do that politically for serious?
Okay, that's a great segue. I talked to Danny Cage about what Democrats could do, and I hope I'm going to play the right clip here.
I was talking to House Democrats before and after the joint session, and one question I had for them was, what's the message of the Democratic Party?
Like, what's the mantra?
What's the mantra? What's the catchphrase? You know what I mean? And then also, like, what's the specific policy that you would tell people that you're fighting for or that you're going to be pushing for? Like Trump says, we're going to build the wall, which is just a catchphrase, really. It's something people can
chant. It's a bumper sticker bullshit.
So you consider yourself liberal. You see the Democrats. What are some catchphrases for them? Think about this, you know, like that's the bottom line. Stone Cold said so. If you smell what the Rock is cooking, it's true. You can't see me. All these big things that have sold millions of T-shirts for WWE.
I'll tell you what, though, like the we're not going back was a tight fucking.
You liked it.
I did.
You liked it.
I was like, because like right away I said, get up, get out, so we don't go back.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking in my head.
I understand that. I guess.
What
my,
do you got?
Well, I don't have anything. That's why I'm here, dude. That's why I'm fucking here. I'm here. One, because I do think there's lessons to be learned from professional wrestling, and that is how to engage an audience, because right now, Democrats are doing jack shit to engage anybody.
Yeah.
And I just think that if there's a message that is in line with what they'd actually provide, that's not just a negative, because we've seen already that Donald Trump, he won the election. You know, and everybody knew all the bullshit about it, all the terrible stuff. So not making it about Trump and making it about policy.
Yeah.
So if it's something with healthcare, like what's a healthcare policy? Like what's a healthcare catchphrase you could do? Professional wrestling, or are there like theatrics that they could do?
See, like here's the thing. So like you talk about pro wrestling, there's a lot of lessons to be learned.
Yeah,
and I think there is, because pro wrestling goes to our core nature.
Yeah.
Which is storytelling and wrestling. Those are the first two things we do as kids.
Yeah.
We wrestle and we tell outlandish stories.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So what we're having a problem with in pro wrestling right now is the same problem what we have on the Democratic side, which is people want to be part of history. They don't want to make history.
Oh, okay, explain
that.
We
have nobody who wants to just go out there, be out on a limb. Somebody wants to be part of something that's happening.
Like
if there's a movement, I'm part of that movement instead of being the fucking movement.
A movement, being part of a movement, as opposed to starting the movement. Do we need that on the Democratic side? Do Democrats need that right now? Somebody to be like, I am the face of the party. Follow me. I'm going to show you how it's done.
Bernie and AOC and people that are out in front, are they trying to do that? I don't know. I mean, is that what they're trying to do?
They're not resonating with the masses, it doesn't seem like.
I don't know. Bernie's doing his anti-oligarchs tour. Right.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we should set the rule as like you got to be under 80.
80. Okay.
To be the future of a party.
To be the future of wrestling.
Yes.
The wrestling image of the party. Yeah. Okay. So I'm sure there are a lot of people who would want to be the head of the party, which I think I know where you're going with this. You think there should be like a Royal Rumble style fight to see who leads the party into the future. Oh my gosh.
That's not a bad idea. Fight. And maybe it's like there could be some sort of political thing with it. Like a vote off.
Like an election. like a primary.
The voter rumble.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you could put 100 Democrats in a ring.
Oh, an actual wrestling
ring.
Got it.
And to your point, maybe Bernie doesn't come out on top, even if he's popular.
Yeah.
And just try and figure out who can represent the party going forward, try and have it more unified. and a more eye contact, more baby face fire.
Yes. I will say that the Democrats that I talked to, they were very good at eye contact. I was impressed with that.
You were impressed with their eye contact?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is eye contact a hard thing to do?
I don't know.
Is that a hard thing to do? I mean, this
really
whole
twisted
thing.
Twisted my neck to do that bit. Yeah.
Oh, man. So it wasn't twisted.
I twisted it more.
Twisted it more.
If you listen to what I said.
If the problem is authenticity, though, in all seriousness, how do you create that out of what exists now?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing that is a problem for me. I'm like trying to, you look at the bench of it and you look at the people who are like the most recognizable Democrats right now. I think you could say like Joe Biden seemed like an authentic person. Like he had that.
You're advocating a Joe Biden comeback. You've got to be one of the only ones.
I'm
going to
say it once an episode that he comes back. But I don't know another Democrat. Like AOC, yes, I do believe her when she speaks. I don't know that she's going to have like the mass appeal for everyone. So I don't know who it is, because whenever I talk to somebody, I'm like, you're lying to me. Democrats and Republicans. I'm like, you're saying
lies.
Politicians in general. Yeah. Politicians in general. But it's like, there's no one that I feel like is like energizing anyone at this
point.
No,
but don't you feel like the door is open for it right now?
Yes.
Like the economy is just looking so terrible. All of these fights that Trump is picking are hurting people. Elon Musk is doing his car commercial in front of the White House.
Fucking wild.
It looks as bad as people said it was going to. There have to be some people who are thinking, I'm not sure I voted for the right guy in Donald Trump. There's the door is open to convince a few people, and all you need is a few.
I know, but it's like, it's going to be like the Stone Cold Steve Austin moderate that convinces everybody. You know, there needs to be like some hell raising or something.
Yeah, I guess some hell raising, but I think that the thrust of it needs to be that like Democrats do better for the economy. And it's like, I saw some tweet where someone said, ask Grok who's better for the economy. And it was like 9 out of the last 10 recessions have started under Republicans in office. And it was like, very obviously Democrats have been better for the economy. Can't someone raise a little hell? I guess I wish I knew exactly what that means. But convince people that they're going to be better for people's pocketbooks at the end of the day. If that's what people vote for is their personal household economy, now would be a good time for someone to...
I think you're thinking too smart. I think it needs to be something stupider. Like being like, I'm going to come...
No, like money. Like say something like...
I'm going to give you money. Okay.
I'm going to give you money.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to give you money. You're going to... Like Elon Musk is trying to do.
Did we talk about this for... It was like a part of a movie idea where it's like... A politician could win the presidency if they're like, every Friday night is a free pizza party for every American.
Right.
It's like running for student government.
I think we were talking about running for student government, and then we're like, that actually might work for actual adults as well.
Free pizza every Friday night and a 2-liter of your favorite soda.
Of your favorite soda.
Yes.
But RFK Jr. is going to be like, no sodas.
No sodas. No sodas.
Free measles.
Water.
Yeah. Measles. The little measles comes on the little tables that fill in the middle of the pizza. I guess that's what I'm saying is just be like, you're going to have more money. I know there's going to be a certain amount of people that are going to be like, it's un-American. It's all about the free market. Because
it's going to be a Pizza Hut. It's going to be a Papa John's pizza. It's going to be all American brands. Domino's.
List one more.
CC's is a pizza place. Right, Peter? That's a place, right?
Will Little Caesars be part of the Friday night pizza parties?
Yes.
It will.
Yes.
But you'd have to pick it up. But I guess they deliver now. But while Little Caesars used to focus on carry out and has a history of not prioritizing delivery, they now offer delivery. So,
All right.
Not a problem.
So, here's what's going to happen. You vote for the Good Liars for president. Free pizza party every Friday night. That is our guarantee. That is our promise. You can take that to the bank.
Domino's.
Free pizza.
Pizza Hut. CC's. Little Caesars. Papa John's. No others. That's it.
That's it?
That's it. Was that all the ones?
No. Now we're getting into the weeds here. My promise is... It's not just a tax credit. You're going to get free pizza no matter where you are. Now, if your only pizza you can get is at a Walmart,
You're going to get a Tombstone pizza. You're going to be getting free pizza.
My promise is you add ice cream to that. Just add, you'll get that as well. It's going to be delivered.
God. All right.
And free.
Like typical
liter.
Democrats, we are fighting over the details.
We're fighting over the details of how we want to help Americans at the end of the day. At the end of the day, they should be able to seize on this moment a little bit. And someone should be able to rise to the top. And I think it should be a physical fight.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Bringing it back to professional wrestling.
Sure.
There is a guy who has been famous online. Maybe you sent me a clip of him. His name's Luigi. And he just throws, he's
going to talk about a famous
online
Luigi.
Different
right now?
Online Luigi. Okay. He wrestles matches and the whole time he's tossing dough.
I think, that's pretty cool. And that could be part of it. He could be the mascot. Like you said, CC's has a great mascot.
Yes.
Luigi, the other Luigi, the pizza tossing, wrestling Luigi, not the one you're thinking of, could be the mascot for our, what are we going to call it?
Either could work.
What are we,
work.
Slogan, our campaign?
Free pizza.
Free pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just call it free pizza.
Free pizza parties.
I get the point of it. I'm asking what we're calling it. It's
free pizza
slogan.
Parties.
We're just calling it free pizza. It's too complicated.
Free
to
free PP.
PP. Free PP.
Settle.
Free PP.
There we go.
Free PP. So there you have it. That's like kind of the solution.
I think it actually is a solution. Yeah. It's so stupid it could work, and that I really hope that Democrats are listening to this. Otherwise, we just have to run for fucking president.
Right.
I don't want to be president.
I don't want to be president.
Yeah, there's a lot of all right. Never mind. Idea goes out the window. House. We got to go to CC's and get some pizza, though. I'm hungry.
Did you ever hear that people say no brand names on the kitchen table? Did you ever hear that?
No.
It's like kind of a waspy thing. But people say you don't put like a Heinz ketchup thing on a table at the holidays. Like you'd put it in a little bowl.
Oh, I see.
Like, you keep brand names. Like it just doesn't feel classy. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, lacks class.
Lacks a little bit of class. That's not how I grew up, but I understood it. I understood that idea. Now Donald Trump in front of the White House with the Tesla and like the thumbs up, it feels like...
Tacky?
Tacky. Real.
I don't think Donald Trump's ever done anything, tacky. But that's a great segue for our Hero Hero episode. We're going to be discussing the Tesla showroom.
And whether or not it was tacky.
And whether or not it was tacky. I hope my neck feels good enough to take off this brace.
Oh my gosh, guys. You should see it when it doesn't have the brace on. It's all, it's just, he's very, he's super injured. Yeah.
All right. So I want to show you, speaking of Babyface Fire.
Yeah.
I want to show you the rest of this interview with the last segment of this interview with Danny Cage.
Let's just pretend that these are both the same world right now. Okay. Professional wrestling and politics. And this is a wrestling storyline.
Okay.
Right now, the heels, if you're going to call Trump the heels, which we're going to do for this little thought experiment here, the heels are winning every match, and it's a squash right now. They're winning. And the baby faces are getting their asses kicked, and there's been no comeuppance for them. What is the story coming out of there?
Well,
is it somebody like a no-name person coming out?
Here's where if this is exactly wrestling.
Yeah.
The reason the heels are all winning is because the crowd is not on the side. So you have to win the crowd over. You have to win the public over. Because the crowd cheering and all, the crowd is cheering to see the baby faces take over the heels. If you're a baby face and your selling is dead, meaning they're just kicking your ass and you're doing nothing about it, nobody's going to cheer for you because they're assuming you're just going to get your ass kicked and they're cheering for a fucking loser. So stop being fucking losers. Get out there and be somebody the fucking crowd would fucking cheer for. If you are over as a baby face and the crowd is constantly cheering for you, they have no choice but to put you over. Because if they don't put you over, the crowd eventually, guess what, will stop cheering for you because they're cheering for a loser.
Right.
The crowd stopped cheering for the Democrats. Why? Because we keep fucking losing. So the way we get the crowd back is go out there and fucking fight and show that you're going to win. Instead, they're just going, no, we have all these procedures in place that we could take care of it. Instead of being like, no, motherfucker, we're ripping this shit up. Like, we just had somebody fucking storm the Capitol, flip fucking shit all over the place, Nazi flags everywhere, and they got elected. But we're afraid to just fucking speak up and shake a cane? Fuck you, you soft bitches. No wonder the crowd gave up for you.
Well, there you have it. I don't think we're going to get a better promo to end it than that. Danny Cage, thank you so much for joining us.
He makes a solid point. An actual real point in... that January 6th happened, and it was as shocking as it could almost possibly be.
Yeah.
The image of people like taking over the Capitol, treating it like a garbage can, Confederate flags around, our own government like running out of fear for their lives,
yeah.
Republicans and Democrats, and knowing that then that party was able to win the election 4 years later tells you that maybe people respond to emotion a little more than maybe they do reason.
Yes. Yes. And that you're trying to emotionally win somebody over with reason and it's not working.
It doesn't work, sense to me. Right.
You know, like being, especially we're there.
48.5% of the voting population or whatever, it made sense to. So elections are always so close, which is something that is incredible. It's always like 1 or 2% of people. So, but that difference, I guess, you could blame on emotion or blame on emotion or give credit to it.
Yes.
In that way.
Yeah. So it does make you think, like, why don't Democrats raise a little hell? It's the whole thing. It's like they're trying to like have this high ground, and it kind of goes back to what we were talking about last week.
Fucking Michelle Obama, she fucked us with the, when they go.
I know, but then Obama's doing dick jokes. Like I don't know, but the saying that you have the moral high ground when it's like I think most of the country doesn't think you have the moral high ground after like lying about Joe Biden's fitness for office and all that stuff.
Right. And then
you're like clinging on to it, being like, he has no decorum. He does this. He does this. Like, come on.
Right.
Fucking fight for your fucking ideas. But really
also
believe in this.
It goes back to trying to convince people with logic or saying we have the moral high ground. Look at all these reasons we have the moral high ground. Just give people like a banner to fight behind, like it's the Middle Ages.
Right. We're not going back.
We're not going back. Oh.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Do you think that was planned?
Oh, no. We talked about this on the podcast. Yeah?
Did we?
I think so.
It's something I think about sometimes. Yeah, yeah. It was like, it was perfect.
It was perfect.
Felt like it was in the moment.
A little too perfect. A little too perfect.
That's what I'm getting at.
Ooh.
Did the thing gosh.
Oh, God. Paul Walter Hauser. We've been talking about the Democrats kind of doing a rebrand with professional wrestling in mind. And I thought it'd be funny to use some AI and just not pay an artist to make images and then share the images here just as a bit.
Right.
And just use the downfall of all of technology and writing and creativity.
Well, the downfall of creativity.
Yes.
You're just going to kind of demonstrate
how that
happens.
Yes. That's what I'm demonstrating.
I would have been happy to draw something, but no, you didn't need me.
I didn't need, took 2 seconds and I got it. And you wouldn't be able to make it look this good as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So we've got some Democrats there. Some of them are old. They kind of need a rebrand anyway. I was thinking Chuck Schumer. You know, Schumer is 2 syllables.
It's
Chuck,
2 syllables.
1 syllable.
You're so good at that. You're
yes,
good
thank
at
you. It's counting. It's numbers. Yeah. I'm a numbers guy. So the Chuck Schumer, 2 syllables. Steve Austin.
3 syllables.
Well, Steve Austin, Chuck Schumer, 3 syllables each.
Yeah.
What if he did a rebrand as a beer swilling
lunatic?
Redneck.
I'm just trying to follow
redneck.
Yeah.
And,
as a redneck. Yeah.
And he becomes stone cold Chuck Schumer. And he's got some beers.
See, I thought you were
going to
have a little twist on that. There was going to be something there.
All right, I got a better
one. That's pretty cool, though. That is a pretty cool image there. Now, why is he in the ring with the actual Stone Cold?
Because it's an AI
image.
They didn't know what was going on.
So he's been chugging two beers, and they look like what kind of beers?
I think there's just some like random brand.
Russian
beers.
Yeah. And he's been chugging those, and he's leaning over the ring, and he's making eye contact. I think
he's leaning over the ring because he's tired.
He's old.
He's tired.
But
he's one drink.
He's
ready to
That's
go
important,
sleep.
Right?
Yes.
He's kind of looking out at someone, and he's getting them on his side emotionally.
I could see Chuck Schumer being like, "And that's the bottom line," because Chuck Schumer said so.
Yeah,
and get the crowd riled
really
up,
rocking. Yeah.
So
now, did he tear his own sleeves off?
Let's not get
let's
into
get
this.
Let's
yeah,
keep
yeah, let's,
moving.
Let's
yeah.
keep moving here. So, you know, Pete Buttigieg. You familiar
sure,
with this guy?
Sure.
You know this
yeah,
guy. You
yeah,
heard about this
yeah.
guy, right?
Buttigieg 3.
Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete.
Buttigieg.
Yeah.
Not worried about syllables here.
Okay.
There's also a professional wrestler named Edge who...
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
That is awesome.
That is a
now
rebrand.
That is just actually awesome. And you're sure this didn't actually happen? Because that looks like a totally
It looks like a real deal thing, yeah. But no, it's not real. But
that's
like,
good.
He looks... I don't know about the jacket style. Like, it looks a little like 1930s Jewelry. Buttigieg, Buttigieg.
Edge is already part of the
Buttigieg.
But why can't it be just Buttigieg?
Buttigieg.
Is he the guy? He's young. He's got some fire. He's great at.
You think he has fire? I disagree with the fire part. I think
actually,
he's like,
okay.
You know, he's very, he's
there are times
well-spoken.
He seems so sharp and so precise
sharp.
That.
Quick,
yeah.
You know? But does he have that baby face fire?
Right.
That's the question. Sometimes when I look at his eyes, I'm like, I don't know if I'm seeing into his soul here. Mm-hmm. We met him at the DNC.
Right.
Put some shades on there, though. He can start saying cooler stuff.
Right.
He doesn't have that. He can be, it's like a poker face. He can start saying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Crazier stuff.
Buttigieg.
Yeah, thank
Buttigieg.
Yes, yes. Another person who is, you know, oh, man, my neck's really acting up again.
This sucks for you, right?
Sarah's
this
a is bad, bad podcast, yes. Yeah. So another woman who really is the warrior of the house,
mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi. She's been doing this for a long time.
Well, she's got everything going for her. She's young.
She's young. She's hip. She's cool.
Yeah.
She's like a spry 83.
Right.
I don't know if that's the right age. How old is she, Peter? No. Okay, thanks. Okay, cool. So she's a warrior. But what if she became the ultimate warrior?
Whoa.
Yes. Put on some face paint. This is, again, just an AI.
This is
generated.
An AI. It
doesn't
image.
Even look really like the Ultimate Warrior. More like a superhero, I would
but
say.
It kind of does look a little bit. A little bit. But then it also looks like Nancy Pelosi is also the woman standing next to Nancy Pelosi
yes,
a little
it
bit.
Does, yeah.
And that's just something to keep in mind. That's a different person.
Whose head doesn't make sense.
Because the back of the head is too far from the front of the
yes,
head.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So that's why that's why I needed you to draw this.
Right.
But you were like, just use AI.
Just use AI. Just forget the artist. Yeah.
Okay. 84, excuse me. Well, she looks younger. That was very nice of me, actually, Nancy Pelosi. I said mm-hmm. She looks like she's 83. She looks
so
pretty good
she
for
can
her
pull
age.
It off.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So the ultimate warrior, Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
Put on some face paint. Go out there. Shake things. Shake the gavels. That's what a warrior would do. He'd shake the ropes.
Right.
Be like, warriors! Warriors! Yeah. Maybe she starts talking like that.
Right. I was going to say, imagine Nancy Pelosi doing that. People are quaking in their boots.
Yeah. People are like, wow, I want free pizza.
Yeah.
All right. So we got the other probably front runner, although now he's having like every single like right wing crazy person on his podcast, Gavin Newsom.
Right.
Okay. We met
Gavin
him.
Gavin Newsom 4.
Okay. Good. Good. Thank you. So we've got
4 syllables.
We've got, he's from California, right? He's very slick, you know. He's very quick. We
you
talked
know
to him
that
I
maintain that if he changed his hairstyle, he would have ended up as the nominee.
What if he didn't even have to change his hairstyle? What if he just added something that covered his hair? He's from California. Gavin Newsom, boring old Gavin Newsom, Governor Gavin Newsom,
helmet.
Becomes
Gavin
Hollywood. Gavin Newsom.
Oh.
Gets a
oh,
Fu
wow.
Manchu. This AI just gave me two
Wait,
variations
two
of him. Yeah. One's kind of much more
of
feminine than
be,
the other. Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
gonna
yeah.
be thinking one of them's gonna be actual Hulk.
Looks
but,
jacked. And neither one of these, to be honest, like if we're gonna go wrestling, neither one of these is truly like Hollywood Hogan. Like the black t-shirt maybe is a little bit more that.
Right.
But he was wearing the black and white for the NWO.
Right.
What do you think about this one? Gavin Newsom, Hollywood Gavin Newsom.
Hollywood Gavin Newsom. Do you know the thing that I like about it is that Danny Cage spoke about authenticity, right?
Yes.
Gavin Newsom, people say he's kind of a slick guy. He's from California.
Yeah.
And it would be foolish of him to run away from that, right? Authenticity. Lean
yes.
into it.
Yes.
Go Hollywood. This is the most promising one, I have to say.
Okay, Hollywood Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, I have to say that.
Not Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Edge.
Buddha edge is what you said.
Yeah.
I'm going to give the slight edge. Let me give the slight edge to Hollywood Newsom.
Hollywood Gavin Newsom. Hollywood you got to say it all Newsom. Together. Yeah.
That's maybe the one part I would workshop. It's far
just Hollywood
long.
Newsom.
We've been talking a lot about people respond to just like emotional stuff and they don't want to think too much. Like that's it's long.
Hollywood Gavin. Gavin Hollywood.
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds like it's like a you're at a fun bingo cartoon. Hall wrestling. Hollywood Gavin Newsom is like, he's here.
Right.
That's right. Hollywood Gavin Newsom. And guess what? He's like, yeah, I'm better than you. So what? You're still going to vote for me.
I'm from Hollywood. My name's Gavin.
From whatever. All right. So that's all.
My name's Gavin. Is that a weird name?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to thank our computer overlords for making those AI for us in a matter of
moments.
Really appreciate it. Really added to our bits here.
It was nice that they doubled. They made just two. They over-delivered.
Yes. Yeah. So wrapping all this up, DeVram, what's the wrestling storyline you want to see from Democrats now? And this can be long.
Well,
it can be short.
I mean, I think we very clearly figured it out here.
Okay.
Hollywood Gavin Newsom
needs
to win a physical Royal Rumble.
An actual match.
Yep. Then proclaim free pizza for Americans.
Okay.
And also, was there anything else? Was there any other piece that we had to this?
Well, he's got to be the face.
Is he going to be the face or the heel?
Or is he going to turn?
Oh, he needs to. He has enough time to be a baby face and then turn by election time.
You want him to turn to a bad guy by election time? Or you want him to turn to a good guy?
I want to turn him to turn into a... No, because Hollywood was a bad guy?
Yeah.
He'll stay... He can stay bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Nailed it. Should we have a moment of truth?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Here's a moment of truth. The Democratic Party, it has a problem. And what do you think the problem is?
It doesn't matter
what you think. The problem is that they're saying, you can't see me and doing, and doing nothing while Elon Musk, Trump, and other jabronis, these are all wrestling terms you're going to figure out, are making government workers rest in peace, Undertaker. Democrats need to take a lesson from professional wrestling and ask the question, what you gonna do when the Democrats run wild on you? Because it's gonna take a lot more than saying your prayers and eating your vitamins to beat Trump and his billionaire buddies. And that's the bottom line, because the good liars said so. Free pizza every Friday night. For every American.
Domino's, Little Caesars, Papa John's, CC's, Pizza Hut.
That's it. In the scaled back version. That's going to be the compromise with the Republicans to get this passed. DeVram, before we wrap this episode up, I want to let everybody at home or on the phone, traveling, wherever they're traveling.
Or whatever screen you're... Oh, man, Jason, this is going to
be
a real
It's the rule
deal.
Of 15s. If you do it 15 times, it becomes funny. Yeah.
Yeah, so do it one more.
Oh, there my neck. We want to remind everybody you can support us on Hero Hero, herohero.co/thegoodliars. We have a whole nother episode. Whole nother episode that we're going to be talking about the Tesla showroom incident. That is going to be in the history books. You can support us on Hero Hero, herohero.co/thegoodliars. Before we go, DeVram, I have to ask you a question. And I also want to say before, I don't want to, I set you up here, but also we have a Substack now. Good Liars on Substack. We're going to be posting more and more. A lot of it's going to be free. So subscribe there.
Right.
And
written accounts of some of the stuff we've come across in our travels.
Yeah. DeVram, before we go, do you have any words of wisdom for everybody?
Yeah, make a salad. Put some spinach in a bowl.
Mm.
Put some, slice up some strawberries.
Oh, God.
Put some slivers of almond. Okay. Put some goat cheese.
Okay.
Crumbles.
This is just one salad you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Make this salad.
Okay. That's what you should have
In a bowl, put some olive oil, some balsamic vinaigrette. a little bit of honey, some lemon juice,
just making your own salad
Dijon, mustard, some salt, some pepper. Blend that up and put it on the salad.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Aram, for that very specific words of wisdom today. Well, that does it for the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I was trying to think of another wrestling catchphrase. Whatever. Hustle, loyalty, and respect.
Feel better, Jason.
Thank you.
From all of us out here who are watching the podcast, including myself, just feel better. Feel better.